because they aren't doing what they're supposed to do, which is support men. They are in the workplace claiming their own rights and often outdoing men. They are daring to bring charges of sexual assault and harassment. They're just not behaving themselves. And so the desire to beat them down for being disgusting becomes powerful. But it's a new era. My own senator, Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq war veteran and amputee, wanted to bring her second child to the floor of the Senate. They haven't changed the rules to explicitly allow breastfeeding on the floor, but that has happened in other countries. In New Zealand, the Prime Minister delivered a first child and made a big point of breastfeeding. There are women all over the country who are doing well, and many, many men who understand this is not us first them, and who have grown up differently, who understand what it is to treat women with respect. There are enough of them that I think the misogynists are a dying breed. Question. There is a tendency on the left to blame conservatives for spreading the rhetoric of fear. Fear requires belief that you will be harmed, and it is easily manipulated by rhetoric. But irresponsible rhetoric is not just on the right. It's always happening. And there are plenty of responsible conservatives. I contrast Trump not with some Democrats, but with George W. Bush, who after 9/11 was very careful and responsible in his rhetoric. He said, "We're going to get the criminals who did this. But we are not going to demonize an entire religion or people." I don't approve of everything he did, but he was a responsible custodian of public emotion. Can you give examples of leaders who have been particularly good at that? Answer. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was an amazingly careful, responsible custodian of public emotion. FDR knew the American tendency was to think that when poor people are suffering, it's their own fault. The attitude of the dominant class was, oh well, they're lazy slobs who brought the suffering on themselves. He understood that America needed a new emotional attitude towards the poor, and he set out to show that the poor are people of dignity, worthy of respect. They suffer not through bad behavior or laziness, but through some cataclysm, not of their own making. He even employed artists to help communicate this through his New Deal programs and projects introduced during the Depression. Dorothea Lange, for example, produced some of the most haunting photographs of American poverty. John Steinbeck was writing in the same vein. That was important.